Hello. You are listening to the Grieving Parents Sharing Hope podcast. We are here to walk with parents on their unwanted journey of child loss, guiding them to a place of hope, light, and purpose, not in spite of their child's death, but as a way to honor his or her life. And now, here is your host, author, speaker, and bereaved parent, Laura Deal.
Hi, thank you for joining me today. The topic of today's episode has been on my heart since December, the end of December, but it seemed to be coming together now. So I believe that this is God putting it out there for you in His timing and not necessarily my timing. Now, since 1998, every year I have gone to the Lord for a scripture that He wanted to use to establish something or work something in my life for that year. Now, I know some of you are confused or even angry with God, and you have no interest in picking up your Bible to read it right now, and that's okay if that's where you are. But I hope you will allow me to share some things with you today, including some scriptures that might be helpful. Now, even if you don't want to read, or maybe you can't read the Bible right now, you can't read anything right now because your mind is just too fuzzy, I am really hoping, like I said, that you're going to stick with me today as I share some verses and some thoughts behind them. Now, the first thing I decided to do when putting this together was to look up, I wanted to look up what my verse was for the year that Becca died, which was 2011. I have a yearly list where I record them on one of the back pages of one of my Bibles. Every year I will write down what that scripture is. So let me just share that with you. Now, the verse that the Lord gave me was really a scripture, a set of verses, and it's something that's familiar to a lot of us. It is Ephesians 3, and it was verses 16 through 20. And it says that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man. Right there, that speaks a lot, right? Not knowing that I was going to lose water from this earth that year. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, it goes on to verses 20 and 21, and these two verses were my verse for the year before, but I felt like God wasn't done with them, and He wanted me to add the verses ahead of that. So these were my verses for the year before Becca died and continuing into the year that she passed. And it says, "Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever." Now, I know that some of you may be thinking, well, if He can do above all that we can ask or think, why didn't He save my child? And the way that I take this verse, after Becca died, the Lord showed me something. Some of you have heard me share this, is that I don't think this verse is necessarily for the physical things that we think He can do above and beyond all that we can ask or think. I've heard this verse preached by ministers that say, yeah, I can think of a lot. You know, this church is going to be really big, and, you know, I can imagine a lot, and God's going to do a whole lot more even than what I can imagine. This church is going to be bigger than what I can imagine. My ministry is going to be bigger, and, you know, kind of laugh about it. But I really think this scripture is for us, because when our child dies, we cannot think or imagine being able to come out of the darkness. We cannot think or imagine how we can live a life without our child here, how we would want to live without our child here. And to me, this is a very special scripture to us, saying that, yeah, I cannot think, I can't imagine how I can continue here without my child. I can't imagine, I don't know how to get out of this darkness. But God can. God can do above that. He can do above and beyond what we can think or imagine with this darkness and the pain that we find ourselves in after the death of our child. So that was like, what, 14 years ago? Well, 15 years ago now, I guess we're into 2025, right? So now I want to read and share the last two year's scriptures that God has given me. So I guess it was 2023, the year before last. Now, it's really interesting because God brought me back to Ephesians 3:17 as my verse, but I wrote it down and really spent a lot of time in it from a different version. And this is, it's called the Passion Translation. And so my verse, which was 2 years ago now, like I said, in 2023, it says, "Then by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you, and the resting place of His love will become the very source and root of your life." There is so much in that scripture, so much peace, so much comfort. Just, it's such a deep, rich verse when I read it from that translation. And I have come back to that verse constantly. It's on a whiteboard. I didn't erase it to replace the next year's verse. I left it up there because I still come back to that verse because I so desperately want God's love to become the very source and root of my life, resting, being the resting place of His love, having His love rest in me, and just being aware of that is just an incredible thing to me. Now, last year, my verse was from Proverbs. It's another one that can be a very familiar verse to us, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And the way most of us are used to hearing it is, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths." Well, once again, you know, I like to read other translations, and sometimes it just brings something to life to me, and it just gives me a deeper revelation of it, especially if I've been used to hearing that verse my entire life. If I can read it in another translation sometimes, it just brings new life to that verse for me. And so, once again, I'm going to read this from the Passion Translation, and this was my verse for last year for 2024. And it says, "Trust in the Lord completely, and do not rely on your own opinions. With all your heart, rely on Him to guide you, and He will lead you in every decision you make." Now, here's the part that I just kept coming to over and over again this past year. "Become intimate with Him in whatever you do, and He will lead you wherever you go." It goes on to say, "Don't think for a moment that you know it all, for wisdom comes when you adore Him with undivided devotion and avoid everything that's wrong." I'm just going to keep reading because this is just very rich to me. "Then you will find the healing refreshment your body and spirit long for." Yeah. So, you know, just asking God to help me become intimate with Him in everything that I do so that He will direct me with every decision I make. He will direct me and lead me wherever I go. And that verse has just been a strength to me in this past year. And the interesting thing is, I also feel like for the last few years, God didn't just want to give me like a scripture to just meditate in and allow Him to work things in me, you know, through that scripture or, you know, based on that scripture. I feel like God also wanted to give me a single word that He wants to work in me. Not me working on it, but spending time meditating on that word, finding scriptures about that word, praying about it, and surrendering to Him to do something. And it's interesting that last year, the word that He gave me was union with Him. And then to have that scripture to become intimate with Him in everything that I do, and He will lead me wherever I go. That has just been a comfort and a strength to me, like I said. Now, this year, I feel like the one word that God has given me is the word presence. And I'm just now beginning to really explore this and, you know, finding out more about this word, more about what God wants, what He means by this, what He wants me to know about this or really get deep in me. But it's interesting, this word keeps coming up a lot in different places, in different songs or whatever. So I'm asking God to help me be aware, for one thing, of the presence of those around me whom I still love and who love me and want me to be part of their lives. not living in the future, just waiting to die so I can join Becca, but to the whole presence thing. You know, I don't want to be to the point that I'm not really aware of the people and the blessings around me right now. I want to get better at living in the present moment, living with presence, living with the joy and the blessing of the presence of the people who are still in my lives. And I find myself asking God and doing what I can to be aware of His presence, because we know He says He never leaves us. He's always here for us. I know He says He never forsakes us, and a lot of us feel like, but He did forsake me when He allowed my child to leave this earth, but that really isn't the case. Things happen in our lives, and it can block us from being aware of His presence, from being, you know, to cause us to think that He's not with us, that He did forsake us. We live in a crappy world. We are not immune from death. We're not immune from sickness. And I know there are some teachings in the body of Christ that try to say that we are and that we shouldn't be sick. And if we get sick, it's on us, not on God. There are a whole lot more scriptures where we're told, even by Jesus Himself, that in this world you will have tribulation, but He came to overcome. And in this world, it's not to overcome the events and the circumstances, it's to give us an overcoming soul, an overcoming spirit, so that we can rise above those things. And it's a process. It really is a process. And I know for those of us who have lost a child, it's a long process. Now, there's a statement that I heard recently, just within the last couple of days, and he said, we can never lose our real life. We can only lose an awareness of the presence of it. We're still alive. I know some of us don't want to be. I know when I lost Becca, it was like, God, take me, just kill me, just get me out of here. I don't want to be here. So we lose the awareness of the presence of the reality. We are still here. So we don't lose our real life. We lose an awareness of the presence of it, of the here and now, the presence of those who are around us, who still love us and want and need us here, the presence of those that we love, and God's presence. So I know some of you are not ready to pick up your Bible, like I said already, but I would like to share a couple of verses that have been shared with me over time by other Pereavers, just two or three here, to give you some ideas of maybe verses that could become a strength for you. Now, Maritza is Charlie's mom, and she shared with me that Psalm 34:18 has been something that has really helped her. And that verse says, "The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and He saves the crushed in spirit." This is something you can hold on to and bring this back to God. Lord, You say You're near to me. I am so brokenhearted. Lord, You say that You save the crushed in spirit. Lord, I need You to save me out of this darkness, out of this pit. I need You to save me from this pain. Now, I know a verse that my friend Sarah has been a strength to her. One of her favorite verses after she lost her daughter is Hebrews 6:19. And it says, "We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure." Jesus is our hope, right? And He can really be an anchor for our soul. He can help us stay firm and secure in the areas that we need in our lives. Now, here's a verse. This is the last one I'll share with you. This is from Fran. She also, her son was Charlie. And she talked about 2 Corinthians 4, verses 17 and 18. And part of this verse is written on her son Charlie's grave. And it says, "For our light and momentary troubles," now hang in here with me, "are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." Now, Fran wrote, she said, "I know there are many more years with my son than without. And that's what keeps me going. Thankful every day that Jesus made that possible. It is so true. You are not getting further and further away from your child. You're getting closer and closer to them. And we can be so thankful that Jesus made a way for us to be with our children forever. When we are with them again, we have so many more years to be with them in eternity. I mean, it's never ending, right? That's what makes it eternity. It's eternal. There's not going to be an end to it. We have so much more time with our child than without them here for the years that we're here. Now, it also says our light and momentary troubles. And I know it's like, this is not light whatsoever. And it does not feel like momentary. And yes, we're going to grieve the death of our child. We're going to be sad. We're going to miss them. That doesn't mean we're going to live from that place for the rest of our lives. There will be times where we come back to that. But compared to eternity, compared to the eternal glory that is coming, that our children are experiencing right now, I believe that that glory, just like Romans 8 says, that trials and the problems and the things that we have here cannot even be compared to the glory that is to come and that's, you know, with the Lord. And so when we weigh that out, once we hit that glory, I do believe that what we're going through right now is going to seem light and momentary. I know it doesn't seem that way now. So what about you? Is there a verse that is maybe one you've been doing your best to stand on to help you in your place of darkness? I'd love to hear from you. You can make write a comment under where you find this podcast episode on the website, share it on the Facebook page, send me an email. I would love to hear the verses that you have been standing on or something that has been a strength or a comfort to you after the death of your child. If you don't have a verse, maybe this is something you might consider asking God to give you. Maybe you're not ready to ask God for a scripture, but what about a word or a phrase like, I am with you? Or one time I woke up with the words in my spirit. It was like just reverberating in me. I just woke up to the words just inside me, and they said, draw from my well of abundance. I also have that on my whiteboard. This was several years ago, and I constantly need that reminder to draw from God's well of abundance when I need something, when I need joy, when I need peace, when I need confidence, when I need to know that He's with me, when I need to trust Him. Whatever my need is, He has a well of abundance if I need wisdom. And so it's a reminder for me to draw from His well of abundance. So it doesn't have to be a Bible verse. It could be a word. It could be a phrase. And it doesn't matter that we're already at the end of January, because it's never too late to ask God to give you a personal word or a verse that can be your anchor, your rock, your stronghold, your comfort, whatever it is that God wants to do for you or who He wants to be for you in 2025. If you get my weekly word of hope, you know that I was asking for the last couple of weeks if there was an interest in my recording the daily entries from my book, Reflections of Hope, which is a year's worth of daily readings for bereaved parents. And if you are interested in it, what would you be willing to pay for it? Now, there was a very small handful that said no, they weren't interested, mostly because either they don't use apps or maybe they already have too many apps and they wouldn't use another one. There were a very few that said, yes, I would be interested, but not if I have to pay for it. Now, let me just say that the reason there would be a small charge for this app is because this would be replacing an audiobook. Now, no one expects to get an audiobook for free, right? Especially one the size of this book, because it's 366 daily readings. Well, unless you're joining Audible with the perk of getting a free book, listen to a free book for joining, right? Now, if I turned Reflections of Hope into an audiobook, it would be way too frustrating to have to fast forward to find the day you wanted to listen to, especially if it's not something you listen to every day. I mean, think about you listen to it on January 25th, 26th, 27th, and then you miss the next 4 days. Well, now all of a sudden you have to find the day that you're on. Fast forward, fast forward, fast forward, fast forward. Oops, too far, back up. You know, we're not doing that, right? You just can't do that with a daily reading book. And so if we turn it into an app, then when you open that app, then that day's read would automatically come up along with a calendar where you could select a specific day that you want to listen to. Maybe you missed yesterday and you want to hear yesterday's before you listen to today's or whatever. So like I said, this app is going to replace an audiobook. And it's also going to cost GPS Hope money to set it up, plus a continual fee to maintain whatever platform we put this app on. Now, if you're a new listener, you may not realize that this podcast is an extension of the nonprofit ministry of GPS Hope, which is where we get the name Grieving Parents Sharing Hope, GPS Hope. Dave and I don't get paid for what we do. We give of our time and our resources out of love for you and from a passion to walk with you, knowing what it was like for us when Becca died and knowing how difficult it was to find help from those who were walking with believers who were struggling with their faith and their relationship with God after the death of their child. So back to the responses here about this app, I received an overwhelming yes that many of you would greatly appreciate an app to be able to have daily access to me reading to you each day's word of hope and encouragement from Reflections of Hope. Now, I already have January and February recorded. I had already started that, and then I thought, you know what? This is going to be very time-consuming, and before I put more hours and hours and hours and hours into recording this, I need to make sure that there are enough of you out there that want it. So like I said, I did get a very big yes from a lot of you. I'm not sure when it will be completed and ready to be used, but I will try to remember to update you occasionally on where I am with this. Let's go ahead with today's birthday segment. Now, these birthdays, I'm going to back up to January 19th for a birthday that came in right after the last episode and go through February 10th. Gavin Reynolds was born on January 19th and is forever 17. Richie Rudkin was born on January 27th and is forever 27. Celeste France was born on January 29th and is forever 17. Ava Shaw was born on February 4th and is forever 20. Brenton Smith was born on February 10th and is forever 24. We celebrate the day these children came into the world and into the lives of these families. We know it will always be a special day worth celebrating. If you would like to have your child's birthday announced on the podcast episode that falls around their birthday, I would love to be able to do that for you. Go to gpshope.org/birthdays. Just fill out the needed information, submit it, and I will announce your child's birthday. Dave will also send you an email to remind you to listen that week when it comes out. It might be helpful to think about your life as a book. The chapter you're in right now is a bad, very dark, very long chapter, but it is not the entire story. It's a chapter. God will be faithful to you in this chapter, just like He's been for others throughout all of history that we read about in the chapters of the Bible. Even if you can't see it, even if you can't feel it, God is still at work. He's always at work. He is the way out of this darkness. He has the hope that you need. His love is always for you. His grace is always at work in your life. Like I said, no matter how dark it is, whether you can see it or feel it. And thankfully, you will not always be in this chapter of your book. Now, my question is, how can you allow God to help you finish this chapter well so that you don't have to stay here in this place of barely surviving any longer than necessary? And I believe one of those things is to go to God and ask Him for that special verse, that special word that can be between you and Him as He does something in your life this year. And as you do that, remember to hold on. Pain eases. There is hope.